For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. Government red tape has grounded some of Mission Aviation Fellowship's fleet in the Democratic Republic of Congo. MAF's Fran de Rocher says they're working to clear up a misunderstanding over a plane tax that's been going on for almost 3 years.
They have come and impounded a couple of our aircraft. We have 5 aircraft and one of our vehicles. And so we are facing a situation right now where there is a request that we either pay or the next step will happen. We're really not sure the next step or how we should handle this one.
Pray for wisdom in the situation so that ministry in that part of Congo can continue. Next, major cities in India faced increased security alerts during this week's Independence Day celebrations, fearing possible attacks by Islamic militants. This, in the shadow of recent terrorist activity. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India works with the church in India. And for security reasons, we're calling our Mission India source, John.
Christians in India themselves live with the reality of terrorism, even in their own homes, churches, and villages. It exists as a continuing threat against the church.
Despite those problems, John says, God is at work in India, much like what happened in the early church. And international aid recently sent 5,000 hygiene kits into the war-torn regions of Lebanon and Syria. Weeks of fighting led to a humanitarian crisis there. Supplies did make it inland, but distribution may be a challenge given the rapidly changing nature of the region. International aid is now evaluating further response. Their teams serve the physical needs in order to be an example of the love of Christ to those they're helping. If you want to help, go to our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.